The Marlins squaring off with the Athletics in the first of a two-game set. D. Gordon ready for this one. We pick it up 3-0 Miami in the second. A man on and Gordon at the dish facing Jesse Hahn.
Strong arm at all. In fact, two hops, one in there.
Gordon lines it in the gap, right center field. Joyce is not going to get it, and Ichiro is racing for third. Freddy Gonzalez sends him. Gordon's not stopping. He'll get to third with a triple, and it's 4-0. When we have an opportunity, Bohr, breaking ball, drills it. Right field, and deep, and gone. Another homer against a lefty. And another homer in the month of May. Boy, Justin Bohr has just been terrific once the calendar turned to this month.
I told you he wants to keep it on May. Why not? May all season long. Justin Bohr jumps all over a breaking ball. Fastball command got away just a bit at the beginning of this inning.
Breaking ball line center. Yelich back there and got it. And Barraclough survives. And the Marlins hang on to their 3-run lead. That one is launched left field, deep, and gone. Rajay Davis blasts a 2-run homer, and A.J. Ramos here in the ninth has given up a 3-spot. And thank goodness for those insurance runs for Miami.
Really is the difference in this ball game right now. As you see the score, 20 runs scored tonight.
For Ramos, too, the other issue is this. He came in, obviously, just to get some work to finish the inning. But now at 33 pitches, is it a chance that you've lost him tomorrow?
Yes.
2-2. Got him! A changeup. And A.J. Ramos finishes a wobbly ninth inning. The A's put 3 on the board, but the Marlins' big lead pays off, and it's 11-9, the final here tonight.
The Marlins hang on to win it 11-9. Justin Bohr with 4 hits, 2 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. Giancarlo Stanton finishes with 3 hits and an RBI, and Jesse Hahn had to leave the game in the third inning with a right tricep strain. The Marlins take out the Athletics. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after the game.
It was a good win. I don't care how we get it at this point. You know, we need to get them, and it's not exactly the way you would want to do it, but, you know, these guys, they hit the home run, they get back in the game with it, but, you know, we're able to keep tacking on, which is, you know, obviously good for us. Pretty much need all of it.
Is it almost seems like that's how you all have to win games nowadays, to score a lot of runs. You've had your 6 wins since April 23rd, four, 10 runs or more.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to be better than that. You're not going to be able to win like this. I don't care who you are. You're not going to go out and score 10, 11 on a consistent basis. You can do that every once in a while. So we're going to have to be better than that for sure, and I think we are. So, you know, okay, we'll take this one tonight, and hopefully we build on it tomorrow.
What did you see from Jose?
Pretty much the same. You know, Jose's aggressive. It's, you know, it's a little bit all over. It's, you know, kind of a controlled madness in a sense. You know, he's all over the place with the fastball at times, but he's going to keep coming at you. And, you know, it's his share outs. So. You know, again, Jose is pretty much typical Jose. He's, you know, right around 6 innings there. You know, 90 to 100 pitches.
Is Yelich okay?
Well, he felt something in the back of his, I don't even know how to say it, but he felt something, so we'll see.
Justin Bohr with a huge game, 4 hits and 4 runs scored. He spoke to the media afterwards.
I think it's just a matter of, you know, the team coming out, really setting the tone after that off day and being on the attack mode and take one good at bat after another. I mean, that was just the case today. Yeah, it's just really a never quit, but it's just one of those things where it's tough to do. You know, like you said, you score those runs early and you have the tendency to kind of sit on that. But today, you know, we didn't really do that. We continued to take good at bats, kept the line moving, and we did what we needed to do to win today.
My favorite moment of the night was when you got your 4th hit in the ninth inning as you were taking first base. D. Gordon yelling, "Get it, big boy, get it." Good to see some smiles, good to see some laughter in that dugout.
That's what happens when you win. Everything's great when you win. So it was huge. Come out after the off day, set the tone, score runs, and come out and do it again tomorrow.
Up next, the brief 2-game set concludes on Wednesday. Edinson Volquez on the hill.